This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of The Usual Suspects starts right now. Two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. As I always tell you right about now, if you missed any of the first 2 hours of the show, go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab for The Usual Suspects at the top of the page, and it will drop down hour one, hour two. You catch up on what you missed, and then while you're there on the front page, you can follow the instructions on how to download the app, take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss another show.
See?
Do it!
Word. Ding! Okay, when you brought up the roof of the car,
yeah.
Look, the first text, hell yeah, we remember Barry went on the IR for a Diet Coke. When you guys kill each other for a segment, I feel better about myself. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Glad we could help.
If we go to therapy sometimes, but yeah, it's good that it helps you guys.
We leave crying, yeah, in our car by ourselves in a fetal position. If Eminem still has a chip in his shoulder, I bet Nick will eat it.
LU Dylan. Well played.
Yeah. That was a good one.
99% of his texts were terrible, but that was outstanding. Well done, LU Dylan. Have you guys seen Ronnie Chang's new Netflix special? I watched about three quarters of it and then turned it off.
Who?
Ronnie Chang. A lot of people really love his new special. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was terrible. I didn't think it was great. I thought it was okay. I just turned it off. So
I don't know who that is.
I didn't watch it.
Just a comedian. I think he's a comedian that's on, is it Fresh Off the Boat? He's like the dad or something on there. I've never watched Fresh Off the Boat, but I think he's on there. He's a funny dude. He's a funny dude. So it's worth a watch. It just wasn't my thing. But all right, we're caught up. We're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gary Kubiak, going back to the sidelines, Kubes is going to be the offensive coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings next year, as Kevin Stefanski has moved on to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Kubes was he had some kind of fancy title as a consultant, I think, and in coaching up in the booth, and now they're moving him down to the sidelines, and he is going to be the offensive coordinator for the Vikes.
Okay.
Next year.
I like it.
As long as, look, here's my thing, because you could be critical, just like you were Bill O'Brien, about conservative play calling and everything like that. And I think a lot of people in Houston now have a totally different perception of Gary Kubiak because of Bill O'Brien. I think that for the most part, people always thought Kubes was a little conservative, didn't really open it up. They were critical of Gary Kubiak. And then along came Bill O'Brien, and everybody thought, Gary Kubiak was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So now, here's what I was going to say. I'm good with him being back on the sidelines because he knows the game, and he knows offense, and he is a bright mind in the game. His health's got to be right. Because we all remember, once you kind of fall down on the sidelines and have some health issues, it's not worth all that.
Yeah.
You know, you're still getting paid by an NFL team. You're doing good. You got a family, all those other things.
Job,
and there's you don't sleep a lot. You work long hours. If his health is okay and everything's up to snuff, then I'm all for it.
Well, or you can make the same argument for Urban Meyer, but his name hasn't stopped circulating. And didn't he have like a brain tumor?
He had
situation?
Some issues, but I think he also had some issues. So he had some other issues in which
really
they
he
used,
had some issues, but he also had issues.
What I mean by that is, they covered.
Yeah,
you do, and you're funny sometimes too. What? See, we're understanding what? How we do this radio thing. No, so yeah, he used the health excuses to cover up some other things.
Yeah, that was kind of obvious, right?
Yep. Yep.
And you know it's not PC to come out and be like, really, bro?
Right. Unless they tell you about it, you can't be telling their business.
You know, one thing we forgot to talk about when we were breaking down Zion's game.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear, and I didn't notice this, I didn't listen, but I saw it printed on, I think it was ESPN. The crowd was chanting MVP.
Yeah. That was really bad.
That's normal.
They should all be banned from the building.
That happens every stadium.
That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard of in my entire life. One game in, and we're chanting. It's almost as dumb as when ESPN said that Giannis was the MVP after 1 week, like last year or the year before, whenever he won it.
I mean,
they were right
New
eventually.
Orleans
but
has
one
said,
weekend, let it marinate for a minute. It's one game.
Here's the thing. They
couldn't even
play
20 minutes.
They
in the
legitimately
NBA
couldn't even chant Rookie of the Year last night. because Ja Morant's the rookie of the year.
Yeah, Ja Morant's going to win that.
They're Pelicans fans, okay? They don't really have much to cheer for. And Zion Williamson comes in and just sparks up their season. They're going to say some dumb stuff.
All right, speaking of that.
He's in trouble because we talked about his weight and he needs to get down. With all the gumbo and the good food in New Orleans.
Dude, a lot of times, too, when you're talking to him.
He needs to get a Peloton.
Every time he's talking about
the New Orleans
food,
Pelotons.
He's been talking a lot, like you said, a lot of New Orleans food, but he always talks about chicken strips and fries and things like
that.
Well,
he's 19.
I get that, but here's the thing. He's also 290 pounds. And I told you, Joel, when you get to when Dwight Howard got to the Rockets and they brought in a nutritionist and all of a sudden there was no more bags of snacks and chips on the plane. There was no more candy and crap.
No more six bags of chips and three Cokes.
There's a correlation between eating the right foods and having energy and doing all these things.
That's why I'm
but
so cut.
If he wasn't 285, 290, people wouldn't be worried about it. But some people have to get, I don't care how old you are, you got to step in at some point because, like I said, it's going to hurt his knees. It's going to have an adverse effect on his career.
Yep. Well, Stephen A. Smith is concerned because he looks, quote unquote, gimpy.
Ooh. I thought he looked a little, I wouldn't say gimpy, but you could tell that.
For sure he was slow. He was
there was something wrong.
Tentative.
Not tentative is maybe a good one. Yep. Yeah. He didn't run, his gait when he was running and stuff didn't look normal to me.
Tentative?
He had a hitch in his get up.
Or tentative.
Or a hitch in his get along.
Plus the other concern is the fact that I think the timeline was 6 to 8 weeks. And it took longer than 6 to 8 weeks, or longer than 8 weeks, so people were concerned about that being an issue as well, which I don't know. I mean, he's young. You would think he could heal fast enough.
But the weight
thing obviously comes back to play.
It's going
to
be always. I think that until he slims down, that's going to be any time he gets injured, unless it's above the waist. But if any time he gets a leg injury, then you got to lose some weight.
And you know what? That started in college. When he blew the shoe out, that was where it started. Because they're
really?
Like, because they, you talk about, that's where it all started.
Where the glue?
No. He literally blew the whole sole of the shoe.
Yeah, he blew the shoe out. Yeah. And that's what started the knee issue.
So that started the knee issues.
I didn't realize they were blaming his weight on that. And that started saying the torque
of how big a man he is, that to be that athletic and physical, that he can do that to a shoe. But then they started worrying about, like, how's that going to affect him as he gets older?
What I bet is happening right now with Zion, every single shoe company is probably trying to make a new shoe for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a deal now. He signed a deal with Brand Jordan. Yeah. Big time deal.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, they are trying different shoes on him. Even being signed to them,
Nike's
they're going to try different shoes.
He does it again. If Nike's scared to death because Nike had his shoes at Duke, and a subsidiary of Nike is Brand Jordan. And if he blows another one, they're going to take a lot of heat.
I tell you what, though. Those new Jordans are, I kind of like
I like
them.
The window, the air pocket and the heel.
I don't know if I would wear them like out in the streets, but I would hoop in those.
I'm curious,
sure.
And I was going to ask Raheel. I'm curious
not
if they're cushiony.
Yeah. Oh, he's got some?
I don't know. He always goes to the store and at least tries them on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was going to ask him.
How many guys in the NBA weigh more, as much or more than Zion?
I told you that.
How many?
As a freshman at Duke, he weighed more than any guy in the NBA last year.
Is that a fact?
At 280, absolutely. Nick and I, we looked it up.
We talked about it here on the show.
I know, I brought it up.
But so there's no one in the league now even? Like,
how much does old boy in Dallas weigh? The big old seven.
Like Boban?
Yeah.
Doesn't weigh.
That's what I was going to say. How much does Boban weigh?
I don't know.
Because that would be one of the only guys that I would think could come close.
No, that's the wrong Boban. That's Bojan.
Why don't you just go?
Oh, yeah. Come on. I'll look it up.
290.
See?
So they weigh the same.
Y'all lied. No, because he's 285.
That's the listed weight as it reads on Wiki.
Yeah, 291. So the information you gave me yesterday was a lie.
I said last year, Barry.
Yeah. Oh, so Boban put on six pounds?
Boban was on a diet last year, Barry.
I was going to say, there's got to be a few
Boban
guys.
Boban did Atkins last year, and he was down to 271.
Boban had a stretch where he had really bad diarrhea. He got below 280, but now he's got that all. He had dysentery. No, it's not true. Boban last year played. He was on IR with dysentery a couple times. And there's got to be a couple of guys like that, right?
You're going to tell me right now the way he looked, too, that he's 285. Zion.
Yeah.
He was 280 at Duke when he was in top shape for him. He's 10 pounds heavier.
I don't think so.
I do.
Well, maybe because he hadn't been running and playing.
That's what I'm saying.
But once he starts running and playing.
So the two players that are heavier than
Zion.
Then Zion is Boban and Taco Fall.
I was going to, that was the other one I was going to bring up.
Taco Fall is 311 pounds.
Is he really three bills?
No way.
311 pounds.
He doesn't look that at all.
So see, you guys, you when we started this conversation, I want both of you to know you made me feel like a dumbass.
Taco Fall wasn't in the league last year.
You made me
suck it.
But I said this year. I said this year.
What do you think we do? Memorize every player's weight, not just his height and how many experience?
I mean, you really are into basketball. Look, I went to look up Taco Fall. I ended up on Taco Bell. That's not what I was looking for. But when I was looking up Boban, they had Kristaps Porzingis as one of the, like, also look at. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, what does he weigh? What do you think he weighs?
235.
At 7'3".
235.
240. That was real close.
Within 5 pounds without going
that
over.
That dude's skinny.
Yo, no doubt he's skinny.
Yeah.
So what was the heaviest Shaq was when he was playing?
Oh, God. He had to be at least
730. At least 30. That was just his foot.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, too, before we get off this topic of what happened last night, because I was listening to the commentary. When he made his first basket, which was nothing spectacular, it was kind of a bank shot in close, Mark Jackson said, and it, look, a lot of people sleep on how good Mark Jackson was in his career.
I heard this.
But this was mind-boggling to me. Yeah, he was rookie of the year. And I don't care how long your career is, and he's a guy that should be in the Hall of Fame, but when you look at it and you don't remember your first basket, blew my mind. I don't care how long you've been in the league, what kind of prolific career you've had, I would think that every player remembers where they were when they played their first game, who it was against, and their first basket.
I remember the first time I sunk a three-point hook shot.
He could remember that on the broadcast?
Yeah.
He said, I can't remember.
What he said is, Zion got the bucket, and then he's like, that young man, that's a special moment in his life, and he's going to remember that forever. I say he's going to remember that forever. I don't remember my first points in the NBA.
And Van Gundy was like,
what? Really? Yeah. He goes, no, I don't remember it. So then whoever was calling the game looked it up, and he's like, you scored it. You were in Detroit. You scored it on this date, and then you went on to win Rookie of the Year. And I was like, what? That's the part that blew my mind. I was like, really?
I know Mark Jackson was good,
but I didn't think he was Rookie of the Year good. Well, okay.
Oh, no. When you look at his assist totals and everything, he's got big-time numbers.
It just surprised me. I wonder who else was in his rookie class.
You can look that up.
I am going to look that up.
All right. So we keep moving on. There's a little bit of basketball for you. But if you got something you want to throw at us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780.
Conditions apply.
1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and if I know for sure.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Roll through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. Having some good times. Yeah, what do you got?
It's Joel, Barry, and the wedding singer. That jacket on.
I'm the wedding singer with this jacket on?
You look like a wedding singer. What are you snacking on now? Did you get another?
Oh, my God. What is
that?
You
got another
number
six?
Is that number six?
No, seven.
Dude.
Seventh bag of mini chips. Or mini bag
of chips. How much weed did you smoke this morning that you were eating seven bags of chips? And I don't care that they're the fun size. It's not going to be fun when you get diabetes. How much...
What are you talking about? It's not going to be fun when he gets on the commode later.
Why do chips make you poop?
With all the different kinds of chips he's been... I mean, he might have a complete straight blown tire blowout.
You never gotten one of those multi-packs from the store and then eaten one of each?
No.
I have. That's not that big of a deal.
Because you're mixing, right? You've had Doritos, Ruffles,
yep.
Cheetos.
I've had both Cool
His
Ranch
fat ass
and,
is in there
and,
eating poker chips. He's eating any kind of chip. He don't care. Paint
this is the chip in Eminem's shoulder right now.
Yeah, he's paint chips. He's eating it all. Yeah, bro. I'm worried
Eric
about
Estrada.
You. Oh, wow. Nice. Somebody texted. Manny actually texted. He says, so my wife said I could go to your show on Saturday, Barry, but only if you apologize. Well, I guess you ain't going then. I don't know what to tell you.
No, wait a minute.
We're going to miss you.
She enjoyed it. He even said she enjoyed it. They kind of asked for it.
Listen, yeah, I'm saying, like, we did it, we read it, now Manny's being thirsty and wanting me to, like, no, man, go to the show or don't. Like, I'm not, I roasted her, you asked me to roast her, that's it. In the transaction, we move on. And Amos wants to know why we keep calling, or why is everyone saying Zion's fat? Because he's the third fattest dude in the NBA, and of the two people that are fatter than him, he's way shorter. He's 6'6", and he's the third fattest guy in the NBA.
When he was at Duke, he didn't look heavy. He was obviously very thin.
You can see his gut.
But last night, if you go back and look at the video of him walking in the building, and ESPN on every highlight showed him with that custom suit and the T-shirt underneath, his midsection, even with an untucked T-shirt, he looked big. Yeah.
And look, and I Googled something about Zion, and there was
Taco
articles.
Taco Fall is 7'6", though. He's tall as hell.
But no, that's what I'm saying. No. Taco Fall is skinny because he's 7'6" and weighs 300 pounds. Zion is 6'6" and weighs 285. That's why people are saying that he looks fat. And there was articles about, oh, they're fat shaming him. Listen, it's not, first of all, they're not fat shaming him. I'm just pointing it out. The dude is 6'6 and 285, and it's not all muscle. There's no fat shaming going on. Stop. Apparently, they got on Mark Jackson and Van Gundy for quote, fat shaming him. And I listened to some of it. I didn't hear any fat shaming. We do way worse about ourselves than each other on this show. So I hope somebody comes at us about fat shaming. Because I'm going to be like, we're the first persons to tell you how fat we are and make fun of each other for being fat. We fat shame everybody.
Yeah, it wasn't us. It was you. You started all that Zion crap. You're so mean to him. I just can't believe how you've just been so shamed him, and he just only had one game in the league.
Somebody gets the license plate of that bus that Joel just drove over me. You're the one that brought it up yesterday, giving out false information.
You're the one that told him.
I know you are. What am I? Well, now what? Where do we go from here? You're
beyond meat
burger.
Your head's
a thick candy shell. One of my favorite lines from a movie, Tommy Boy, which you've still haven't seen.
Great movie.
Oh, you've seen.
Of course
it's him
I
that
have.
Hasn't seen Tommy Boy.
Favorite baseball team, the Yankees.
God, Tommy Boy might be my favorite movie of all time.
Great movie.
Seen it 5,000 times.
You haven't seen it.
I've seen Tommy Boy. I think Wedding Crashers is better, though.
Really?
In my opinion.
I don't either. Tommy Boy is a legendary film.
Yeah,
film in my
for
mind.
Me, Tommy Boy is one of the few movies that, you know, there's always those movies that come on TBS or TNT. Or
when they run them 18
cable,
times over
or just
and
in
over.
Cable in general, you'd just be flipping through and you're like, oh, snap, Tommy Boy's on. Stop and watch it. And I know every line, I know what's going to happen. Still got to watch
it's great.
It's just one of those things. I don't know.
I agree with that.
Somebody said, if you're going to splurge, make it Sun Chips.
No.
They're the healthiest. No, they're not.
They're
they
healthier
got you full
sure.
Just like Chick-fil-A does. It's not healthy.
Sun Chips?
Those are not healthy. Look,
they're
look.
Healthier.
There are more calories in Sun Chips than there are in a pack of sour cream baked Lays. Trust me, I know. I eat Subway 95 times a week. There are 210 calories in a bag of Sun Chips.
140.
The cheddar Sun Chips from Subway, 210 calories. The 140 is probably a serving.
Yeah, it's got sodium. It's got a
there
bunch
is 140
calories.
In baked Lays.
The baked
promise
sour
you.
Cream
don't argue with
cheddar.
Me on this. You're going to be wrong. I will drive to a Subway right now and buy your fat ass two bags of chips so
you can
see it.
You look at nutrition facts a lot.
I do.
I don't. So you're probably right.
I do. I absolutely do.
Sour cream and cheddar.
Lower calories than Sun Chips.
And absolutely a phenomenal chip.
They're really good. Yeah.
Yep.
I dig them.
Yeah, I am with you. Those are great chips.
So don't splurge. Sun Chips has you fooled.
Sun
don't
Chips buy because they're whole grain?
Yeah, don't buy into the whole whole grain industry thing. They got you guys fooled.
Yeah.
It's like big tobacco, the whole grain industry. They just want you to believe that. Sun Chips aren't healthy, and neither is Chick-fil-A, unless you just get like a grilled chicken sandwich. And you know what I'm on right now?
Well, if you go to the 610 and Shepherd location, you can get healthier Chick-fil-A.
You can. They make it somehow healthier.
It's fantastic.
I think they use unicorn oil.
Yeah.
I don't know. They cook it in unicorn oil, and it just makes it so much better. No, you know what I'm on like a kick right now? After I got sick, I was eating a lot of chicken noodle soup. And now, because it's low calorie
was
and
it chunky
fills me
Donovan
up,
McNabb?
Nope. Chick-fil-A chicken noodle soup. So now I get a sandwich and a bowl of
is
chicken
it the
noodle
chicken
soup.
Chicken tortilla?
Nope. No. Chicken noodle. I get a sandwich, which is 440 calories, and a bowl of chicken noodle soup, which is like 250.
And the broth and everything filling. Will fill you up. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Very filling. So there's another pro tip for you to trying to eat healthy.
So why are you still big?
Because I go home and eat ice cream, okay? Because I like snacks when I get home.
You do like ice cream.
Love ice cream.
Yeah.
Big, big fan of ice cream. Not that way either. Not big like that, Nick. Not big like
you,
huge.
So you're like you don't even give him a chance to see if he's going to catch on jokes. Or not. You just go right jokes. At it.
I got this. I can roast myself. Don't worry.
All right. We got a half hour to go on this show. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Fred, AJ, Aaron.
Oh, my God.
And a cast of...
Somebody said high calorie doesn't mean it's unhealthy. Okay. That's exactly what a lot of calories means. That's exactly what having a lot of calories in your diet means. It means you're going to get fat. That was probably a fat guy that sent that. Guarantee you. Guarantee you they weigh 3 bills that texted that.
I'll let you work that out. Back with the final half hour. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of the show. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday in the big city. We'll take you all the way through the rest of the week. That means an F Yeah Friday tomorrow. More fun game shenanigans along the way. Maybe an ounce or two of comedy. Maybe a few bits.
If I don't drop the ball, as per usual.
Forget the comedian of the week. I mean, I just think people don't realize that sometimes you got just stuff that you're going to be funny with. It's weird.
I want to read this text so bad about Taco Fall, but they cursed in it, and it just wouldn't do it justice if I don't read it, but it's one of the words that I can't say, not because we're on radio, but because I'm white.
Oh.
So funny, though. I don't know who you are, 0744, but that was a funny-ass text. We'll just have to leave it at that. He just basically called Taco Fall Avatar and said his bones weigh 275 pounds. But the way that he phrased it was very funny. So,
Rico says more explosive. The Chiefs' offense or Nick's next bathroom session? See, there's other people that believe that eating all the chips are
okay. I like it. I like it.
I mean, I think everybody's different. But if you consume nothing but chips and Coke for a day,
yeah,
it can mess with your system, Nick.
I'm not one of. I heard. Are you guys like this? Where you'll see people like, oh boy, I shouldn't have drank that coffee. Now I got to poop.
Oh, yeah.
Does coffee make you boo-boo?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Does. For sure.
That has never been the case for me. That always has been weird to me. That people are like, oh, I can't have any coffee. I'll have to boo-boo. And we got a 5-hour drive to the next city for a show. I'm like, what? That's weird. I wonder why that is. Must be something, I guess, in the coffee. It's not like the sugar or anything like that, right?
No, but there is something to it. I've had several people tell me about it in terms of it's also, I want to say it's a diuretic.
Is it?
Yeah. But I've always heard that it speeds up your digestive system for the old bowel movement.
Mm. Well, there you go. I got people arguing with me that I don't know what a calorie is. So there's that. So that's the text line now. That's where we're at now on the text line, as we were having fun, and now people are telling me I don't know what a calorie is.
Okay.
So
well, at least we got that going for us, which is nice. Did you see the people lost their mind that they found out that James Corden's carpool karaoke, he's not actually driving the car?
And people got upset about that?
Oh, my God. Jake Asman's one of them. I was like, what? It's like, I hate to tell you what's going on with Santa Claus, but if this kind of burst your bubble... I mean, it's funny either way, but if it really kind of makes you upset because he's not actually driving the car, there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, you wouldn't want him driving the car, would you?
It's like, don't text and drive. Well, don't try and sing Mariah Carey's greatest hits while you're trying to make a change lanes and make a right turn.
Yeah, that of all the things to get upset about, Jake's got plenty. He works with a guy that doesn't wash his hands after he pees.
Oh, here we go. It took a while longer than I thought it was going to take.
I thought it was going to happen on yesterday's program.
I did too. Let's be honest.
All right, let me give him a mic.
You might as well.
Why don't you tell the suspects, Barry, what you're referring to, since you almost let it completely out of the bag?
You know, he's a...
Did James Corden tip this off in you?
No.
Oh.
And I love him to death. I'm going to start with that. He's my guy.
Corey's a good dude.
That was funny. But after the show, when was it?
2 days ago. 2 days ago.
That's so disgusting. After the show 2 days ago, we're done. We had fun. For some reason, we all ended up in the bathroom
together.
We're
all getting ready to hit the road.
That's a whole other story.
Drives.
That's a whole other story. I don't know why you and Nick shared a stall, but whatever. So we all go in to pee.
Because you're dating.
And we're in there, and one Mr. Cody Stutes is in there. We all do our thing.
Sorry, folks. Bathroom's closed.
There's two of us at the sinks washing our hands, and one of us is waiting. And Cody, done, zip, walks out. And I followed him and chased him down. I was like, bro, you're not going to wash your hands? He's like, I didn't pee on my hands. You touched it, though. You touched your junk. He was like, I didn't pee on my hands.
No, he had a long explanation. He was like almost ready for it.
First of all, you're disgusting. Second of all, I'm going to talk so much crap about you on the radio tomorrow that you don't wash your hands. And thirdly, why can't you just go back and wash your hands for me? He's like, nope. I didn't pee on
him. But he did. He had a long explanation about how
he feels both.
He feels his hands. He is cleaner than anybody in the station. And he was going on and on and on. And I was like, but, you know, because, I mean, truth be told, Lisa's asked me, because I've told you, Lisa is a complete, absolute, over-the-top germaphobe with the babies, right? Mm-hmm. So with a baby, every time it's time for me to take the baby, did you wash your hands? So if I go to the bathroom, she goes, I don't have junk, obviously. She goes, are you capable in your gym shorts of being able to go to the bathroom? She goes, I'm not saying you don't. But she goes, is a guy capable of taking a leak without touching it? And I said, I believe that, yes, it is possible.
Not all of us.
Not all of us, but it's possible, right?
I mean, if you're hashtag blessed, it's super easy.
Sure, but I'm saying if you're in shorts,
if you're not.
If you're in shorts with an elastic waistband,
you have no idea where it's going.
You can, not literally, but you could pull it off.
Yes.
Right?
True. Yeah. Okay. You just, yeah. Right.
Because she was like, yeah, I don't know.
It's easier for sure.
Because I think, I don't know if it was some of her friends or anything, they're talking, they're saying, well, and because obviously, and you know, I wash my hands every time, but I was like, yeah, but why are you asking? She goes, because I think a lot of dads that have newborns don't wash their hands after pee. And I was just wondering, could they actually pull it off without touching it?
Well, I mean, what's
it's definitely what's the, possible.
Yeah, but I mean,
what?
That's just the origin anyway. So it's really, what's the big deal?
Well, I think there's plenty of people though that will go into the bathroom. And Raheel always used to have he had an argument similar, I think. But there's a lot of guys that wouldn't get called out because they don't wash their hands.
Yeah, and they should.
First thing they say is, well, I didn't touch it,
especially at work or the gym or. Like when we were at the poker tournament, I was so surprised how many people at a poker tournament don't wash their hands
and
then go out there
and
touch all the chips and just spreading penis germs everywhere. It's like, bro, wash your hands. And I get it. You got your defense. But at the end of the day, if you touched your penis, just do us all a favor and wash your hands. If you don't do it at home, I don't care. You just eat your sandwich and get your penis germs on the sandwich and whatever. You eat it. That's fine. That's on you. I don't care. But at work, where we all have to touch the doorknobs that you touch, come on, man.
He didn't. He looked like he was genuinely upset that you were following him around.
Well, that's gross. And Jake was like, I tell him every day, bro.
Does he really?
I saw Jake in the hallway. And I was like, what's up, Jake? He was like, what's up, man? I was like, tell your homeboy to wash his hands. And we fist bump. He goes, I tell him every day he's disgusting.
Really?
Yeah. I guess Cody don't care.
Because, you know? Like, you
I love Cody to death, but
You were the dude on To Catch a Predator. You were behind
Cody.
Wait
a minute. Wait a minute. What?
You were the dude that catches him in the... Yeah, you were the guy behind him. Cody's trying to walk away quickly, briskly, and get away from you. Cody, like, Cody, that's nasty.
Have
you
a seat over here,
that.
Cody. Why don't you have a seat over here?
Yeah.
Tell me. You and your penis hands, have a seat. Tell me
when
why you don't watch
the first email, what was the indication that she was over 12?
I don't know, man. Now we got to touch that door that he walks in. To the studios, it's just not, I'm not down with that. I'm not down with that.
I mean.
It's not that difficult. It takes 2 seconds. At least, I will give Raheel credit, because we've given Raheel a lot of flack for not washing his hands after he urinates.
Right.
I don't know about Boo Boo. I'm hoping he does.
No, don't want to know.
But he at least runs water under him, or he'll run them under the water.
What does that do without soap?
But I'm saying I would take that. Just splish, splash, gone.
Why would you think that gets a majority of the germs off?
It's better than nothing, Joel.
I mean, I understand if you use the paper towel and everything like that, you can wipe some of them off, but it's still, they're still going to be there.
I'll take it. At this point, it's better than just walking out.
Look what you did now. You want to get them? Because they're two of the all-times in terms of call volume.
Sure, let's do it. Which one was first? Q Dini wants to talk about germophobia. What's up, Q Dini?
Hey, what's going on, Barry?
Long time no talk, buddy.
First of all, the answer to Joel's question is, do you have to touch it? Yeah, you got to touch it to pull it out. I mean, hell, you can't be that tiny that you ain't reaching in there and trying to pull it out.
Speak for yourself.
Secondly, Barry, not everybody has a dirty penis like you do. And some people got to clean their stuff every day, so when they reach in there and grab it, it's a clean penis.
I'll
hang up and listen.
You better. Just going to say right now, because Barry's just dialing it up right now.
I feel like Troy's not going to take that route.
Oh, my God. Boy.
First of all, I sit in gym shorts. Any guy, unless you have really severe limitations, could actually pull it off without having to touch it with gym shorts on.
Here's the thing, though. Especially if you're hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
If you just pulled your shorts down.
Yeah.
Might end up peeing on your shoes.
Well, okay. I mean,
if we're going to break it down all the way.
And if you fell down, you could probably avoid hitting the ground.
It was a nice try, Q. I'm glad you hadn't called in 6 months. Let's make it another 6. Because you tried.
Wow.
He literally couldn't wait to tell me that my junk was dirty. That was the whole purpose of his call.
Troy, please be better than that.
Please be way better so I don't have to roast you, Troy.
What's up, Troy?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, dude?
So I gotta be real careful here, but I work at a lot of healthcare facilities.
Oh, no.
And you'll be surprised how many times you go in a bathroom and a doctor with a head net on or one of his mocks on will walk out of the bathroom without washing his hands. Oh. It is disgusting.
Mm.
And I've seen it. I'm there all the time. I see it. And he's like, oh, man, now you're going to go check somebody out.
Oh, no.
That we didn't need.
I didn't need to hear that.
I feel like all these calls are going to be about that.
Yeah.
I just feel like, too, if you're a doctor and they don't wash their hands in the bath, you damn well be wearing gloves and have a whole lot of Purell.
Well, they do scrub up before surgery or whatever, but they're supposed to.
You're using the whole fist doc and you're not. Before you Moon River?
What are you?
From Fletch?
Your dentist is doing it wrong, bro.
I'm just saying. The doctors, without having to perform surgery, do enough internal medicine.
That is unnerving. But I'm trying to remember last time I went to the doctor. Did they wash their hands before or after?
Oh, yeah. Both.
Most of them wear gloves, though.
I mentioned gloves, but at the same time, most when they still scrub
if
up
you're
their
a
hands
doctor,
before and after they
look,
do surgery or anything.
Cody, I get it.
You get it?
I mean,
Cody has a toilet and a bottle of Purell in his bathroom. That's all he's got.
That's it.
No sink.
No, doesn't need any running water at all. He just you know, takes them outside and holds them up to the sun, lets the ultraviolet light kill all the germs.
He was genuinely upset that you were following him.
But a doctor? Well, he should be. I was genuinely upset that he didn't wash his hands because I wanted so much more for Cody because I love Cody to death. Not as much anymore now because he's disgusting, but I love Cody. One of my favorite people here at Gal Media. Seriously. And I'm not even pretending.
I do too.
But I was really disappointed. Just like Raheel, I was very disappointed.
Raheel just makes it a but game.
I though. Love Raheel's like, yeah, because Raheel will just come up and start touching me for no reason. And it,
you know,
he knows
tonight
it freaks
Raheel's going to be dipping in the chips and then go, Barry, God. I just got out of the bathroom.
You better not.
Last segment coming up next. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, to say that we've spanned the globe, run the gamut.
What a day it's been
covered
today.
Covered some ground. Had some fun. All those things. All the above.
Had a terrible call.
Yeah, and then because of it, you just knew the text line was going to be.
Yeah. A lot of folks weighing in on that I'm not reading. Just deleting.
Yeah.
Somebody said, did Troy say Warsh?
Yes, he did.
That's Troy.
If you haven't heard Troy, guys, if you haven't heard Troy in the past, you don't realize that the vocabulary is not something he's going to focus on. Got that, Nick?
I do say, I used to say Warsh. My mother was terrible about it. She'd say Warsh.
East Coast.
So I've tried to get away from that.
From Delaware Wash. To, say, Maryland in the D.C. area especially.
They say Warsh?
They say Warsh, birthday, with an F.
Well, it's a Southern Warsh. Thing, too. I know, like, a lot of my friends and family water, would say Warsh.
Water.
No, water, not Wooder.
Water. They say water. Bowl. Philadelphia. I have friends from Philadelphia really? That say water, birthday, and Warsh, and naked.
See, we said naked, and we would say Warsh and all. I got to go get an oil change.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Oiler change?
Yeah, I got an oil change. No, we would just say oil change.
Oilers?
I got to go oil change.
The Houston Oilers?
See, that's just a Texas thing, I guess. I don't know. Troy is definitely Texas.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He is Texas to the bone. And we know that Q has the smallest penis of any listener out there. So there's that. Nobody calls a radio show to tell you they have a big one that has a big one. I guarantee you. It's a micro. Maybe an inch and a half.
So you could call
You're welcome, Q.
Q-tip.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
That is it. Barry Warner's belly button sticks out further.
Oh, man.
Okay, I said I wasn't going to do it. I did it anyways.
Yeah, of course. That's I was just waiting for you to get out of the way.
I couldn't help it. You know me, guys. I'm like, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take the high road. Ah, damn the high road. I'm just going to roast him. Whatever. I got to do it.
So are you guys upset?
By the way, I'm sorry. But there are so many people that are like, well, I just tried not using my hands while I went to the restroom. There are like 9 different people that have said they just went and tried. Some failed. Some didn't.
I can't believe they experimented with
it. And
that.
I would bet that all of them have the same bathroom floor the way that looks like ours here now.
I don't care what happened. Just wash your hands, guys. Wash your hands. That's all I care about.
Wash it.
Wash them.
Yeah. Just wash your hands. Use water? Is that what you said?
Water.
Water? Use some water.
Water. Okay. And if some people have to only go to the bathroom when they're naked.
Okay.
Yep.
That is weird.
Are you guys upset that the announcement has come out that Mr. Peanut is dead?
I saw that.
So weird.
Like, why did we need to know that?
I don't know. And now that there's a commercial that backs it up.
Yeah.
There's a commercial where he's hanging by a limb with 2 other dudes. And for the betterment of the other dudes, because there's a lot of weight on the limb, he basically just lets go. And they show him plunge to his death.
He shatters.
And then they say, they have a release that says, at the age of 104, it's with heavy hearts we confirm that Mr. Peanut has died.
Is that not the weirdest thing ever?
And it says, in the ultimate selfless act, he sacrificed himself to save his friends when they needed him most. Please pay your respects with hashtag RIPeanut.
First of all, it's genius marketing, but it's also stupid. But it did make me think, when they killed Mr. Peanut, they murdered him. Wouldn't it be great if they did this to other What is he? Is he a, like
a is he a logo or a spokes character for?
Yeah, I don't know, whatever he is. Wouldn't it have been great if the Can You Hear Me Now guy from Verizon, if they just murdered him in the last commercial? Because then he can't go to Sprint now. Sorry, bro, you've been murdered. You can't come back from the dead for Sprint.
Might as well take that other chick with him out. She's annoying as hell in this commercial.
But wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
You know, if they're like KFC, they would have to murder the colonel every time they wanted to get a new colonel. Now that would be fun. They would just, you know.
This whole story is just nuts.
All right. I'm going to be in the car. You guys
need. I mean, to be honest, at 104, he's probably just a shell of himself. But I'm just saying that.
Son of a
bitch. Mean, it's, I just, hate you. It's just that I'm looking at this and I'm going, what is the. Why would you suddenly just knock him off
if you make at 104? One more nut pun.
I mean.
One more nut pun, Joel. And I'm going to roast you.
Yes. Yes. I'm sure in their marketing meeting, they thought this was going to be salty. That they were going to find a way to get some run out of this.
Of the three, that was the worst. I hope you stretched before you did that one. I don't want you to pull something to reach it like that. That was the first two I have to give you props for. Not that one.
I just don't get why this is a big deal, though. I mean, some people are saying because they want it to be to where it's not a guy anymore. It could be a guy.
Oh, my God.
Could be
now
we got to have a gender-neutral peanut.
We got to have a gender-neutral peanut. Oh, no. Please don't tell me that's why. Please do not tell me that in 2020, our society is demanding that Mr. Peanut
people been kicking it around.
Is gender-neutral.
They've been kicking it around.
Oh, my goodness. So are we going to get a general neutral Mrs. Butterworth now? Is it just going to be Butterworth? It's just going to be, you know, I don't know.
So it's an essentially.
I almost said something that probably got a letter sent to the station.
The actual ad, which will show what we've been talking about with the death of Mr. Peanut, will run in the Super Bowl pregame show. Then, during the third quarter of the game, the brand's official commercial will air, broadcasting Mr. Peanut's funeral.
What?
What are they doing? And these commercials are like millions of dollars.
I want to tell you that this is really, really stupid.
I'd wait till you see it.
No. But we just spent 5 minutes talking about it. It's genius marketing. It really is. It's genius marketing because they got a hashtag going. Chris Rogers, one of my buddies who's actually going to be on the show with me on Friday, had a great joke. About it that I retweeted. Like, it's gotten the run that they wanted it to get. Now, does that translate into more people buying peanuts? I doubt it.
Well, as we've talked about this hour, it could force a lot more people to grab their nuts. Just saying.
Is it 57?
It has been a topic today. So maybe people, more people will run out
Why
and grab some
I
nuts.
Put this story in there? How did I not see...
Especially
this
following
happening.
It up the Cody story, which you did see how coming because you brought it up.
How did I not see this happening? Next time, Nick, don't let me put any stories where he can spend 5 minutes making terrible puns on.
Done.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Time out. Don't you do it all the time?
Never. My puns are great.
You are a big pun.
See, that's your friend.
Damn
oh,
right.
My friend all of a sudden.
That's your friend right there.
Own me, someone. I mean, I know you're dating and all, but God, I'm not chopped liver here.
Just own me,
Wait,
someone.
Is that a rant? Is that a rant?
Someone own me.
Come on. Had enough of this.
Oh, boy.
Jocularity. Spell it, Nick, and then you can pronounce it.
Nope.
Pronounce it
for you. Yeah.
And on that note, we're out. And for Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. Fred, AJ, Aaron, they're next. It's the Blitz, ESPN 97.5.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy. My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.